Episode 3051, What's Your Goliath in Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous Memorial Weekend. It's Relationship Builders. And I just want to stop and pause for a moment as we honor those who have fallen for our freedom. Be sure that you say thank you to those who serve our country. And for those in another country, you may not have a Memorial Weekend, but you can too honor those who serve you. Sometimes we take a lot of things for granted, and today, don't let that pass you by. So in our Relationship Builders today, what's your Goliath in marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, in marriage, you vowed to love each other for better or worse. But that worse can suffocate the love if not handled properly. What's your Goliath in marriage? That, if it was removed, would change your relationship dramatically. It's interesting. Obstacles can disrupt any marriage and leave it in disarray, to the point that something must be done before it unravels. The term Goliath is derived from the story of David and Goliath found in the Bible. Goliath was a giant who intimidated and threatened the Israelites in battle. However, David, a young shepherd boy, defeated Goliath with a mere sling and a stone. In essence, Goliath represents any problem or obstacle that seems too big to overcome. You probably have a few of those. You know, Goliaths can take on many forms: financial challenges, infidelity, infertility, communication breakdowns, a lot of anger, lack of trust, laundry, the dinner dishes and dogs, and so on, right? It just piles up literally, not just figuratively. These issues can make a couple feel overwhelmed, helpless, and hopeless. But as the story of David and Goliath illustrates, every problem, no matter how big, has a solution, and every obstacle can be overcome. So what do you do when you've got a Goliath in your marriage? Well, you've got to overcome with a single shot. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Overcome with a single shot. I know that when we are in the moment and we are in the battle, it seems like it's impossible, but truly nothing is impossible. And sometimes we think that, am I ever going to get through this? Yeah, you will get through it, but it is going to take work. You are going to have to practice. You are going to have to change. You are going to have to stretch yourself, but you can overcome the Goliath in your marriage. So what is something that you can do when you're facing your Goliaths? Well, number one, you got to face the Goliath head on. One of the biggest mistakes a couple can make when dealing with Goliaths in marriage is to ignore them. It is important to face the problem head on by acknowledging its existence and discussing it openly and honestly. Now, I must add here, you can't have judgment when you open and honestly discuss things. Because if you add in your judgment, like, I'm right, I'm always right, do you think you're going to get anywhere? No. In marriage, you have to have compassion with compromise. So when a couple is willing to confront their Goliath, you can then begin to overcome it. But you got to face the giant. If not, the giant will overcome you. Number two, seek help. No man is an island, and no couple can overcome a Goliath on their own. Now, I know you're already thinking, well, Christiane, how many giants have I already overcome in my marriage? Yeah, congratulations. But there are bigger giants. And the thing is this, we don't think that something little can become a Goliath, but it does. Why? It's called the bitterness bank account. And with everything that you do wrong in your marriage, that adds up, that increases that bank account of bitterness. And that's where you think that, oh, we already took care of this. It's fine. It's no big deal. But it happens again, and it happens again, and it happens again. And pretty soon you have a million bitternesses in your bank account. And all of a sudden your spouse says, I'm ready to cash in. I'm done. Remember, no man is an island, so seek help from trusted family members, counselors, coaches, trusted friends, pastors, or mentors. You do not have to do this alone. And when you seek them out, make sure, of course, that they are ones that honestly you trust with your life, because that's how important your marriage is, right? It's a communion of two people and they become one. So when you indulge in their advice and you ask for their help, what happens is they can offer that guidance, that support and perspective. But remember, it's just a perspective. It's just a suggestion. You don't have to act on everything that is told to you. You can take it in, you can sift it through and say, this might work for us. And that's the whole thing, right? You're navigating your way through the obstacle. If you start early enough and seek help, then you can actually have some prevention on the forefront before you even get to the battlefield ever. So face the Goliath head on, seek help. And finally, number three, pray. Prayer is a powerful weapon against any Goliath. In the story of David and Goliath, David did not rely on his own strength to defeat the giant. Instead, he put his faith in God and asked for his help. Similarly, couples can pray for wisdom, for guidance, and a breakthrough. But they also can pray for peace, understanding, compassion, and forgiveness, which are essential ingredients for any healthy and strong marriage. Now, let me tell you this. Prayer is a powerful weapon, right? If you do not have a spouse who is a believer, it might be hard, but that doesn't give you any excuse not to pray yourself. So always be a praying spouse. However, if you can get your spouse to pray with you, that is even a greater impact on your marriage. Now, that doesn't mean that if two couples are praying together and you have two other couples that don't pray together, that their marriage will succeed more than the other. No, that's not what I'm saying. But let me tell you, the relationship that you gain by praying together is unmatchable. Seriously. Because God does extraordinary things when two spouses come together. And so pray. And really, are you praying together? I know sometimes that's a delicate situation and something that a lot of us don't really think about. So make time, even if the prayers are very short, they don't have to be long and drawn out, but come together. And no, it's not the dinner time prayer. It's not the quick. That's not what I'm talking about. It's praying together as a couple, asking God to bless your marriage, asking God to help to intervene when you're struggling. Because you know what? We need his help. We can't do this alone. And remember this, David did not just show up in battle with no skills. As a shepherd to his flock, he practiced using his slingshot with small stones. He practiced. So in the time of need to protect, he could rally his physical strength, mental capacity, and spiritual belief to defeat the one thing that would protect his flock, or at this time, the Israelites. Every couple faces their own Goliath in marriage. But with faith, determination, and the right mindset, any obstacle can be overcome, just like David overcame Goliath. Yet, you can't just think that this excellence will just happen. You must practice. Practice your skills. Don't wait to learn new things to change how you approach struggles in your marriage. You prepare for battle when you're not in battle. I know we don't think about it much, but you see, we need to always be getting better as individuals. Then you can be better as a couple. It's amazing how we want to blame the other person. And yeah, oh, it's so fun. You're right. We sit there. It's his fault. It's all about, wow, if she would just do this. That's not the answer, my friend. It's not about the other person. Look in the mirror. Start with you. Prepare for battle with your reflection. And then you can prepare for battle as a couple. Face those problems head on. Seek help and pray. With these three things, any marriage can emerge stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling than ever before. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful Memorial weekend and save some hamburgers for me. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.